The Mavericks are making big news last week, the trade for Kristaps Porzingis, and last night, shipping Harrison Barnes to Sacramento. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Mavs owner, Mark Cuban, to talk about all the movement. Good morning, Mark.
You okay?
Yeah. Hang on.
What's wrong?
Guess what I'm on, guys?
I don't know. You're on ecstasy, GHB?
Stairmaster!
Oh! That's right. You do all your interviews on workout equipment.
But I can still talk to you guys. What's going on?
You
like Doncic?
Yeah, we like Doncic a lot. He's great.
He was my pick.
Uh-huh.
I'm a basketball genius. He's the second coming of Dirk, and you can't do anything about it.
Well, we're not trying to. I mean,
you guys like all my wheeling and dealing?
Well, we love your wheeling and dealing because it's really, really interesting. Why don't we start there? Tell us how the trade went down last night with Harrison Barnes.
Yeah. Well, it was tough. It was tough to trade away H-Bar.
H-Bar.
One of my favorite players.
Harrison Barnes.
Barnes, yeah. Uh-huh. Good H-bar. Guy. Good community guy. Good guy in the locker room. But he doesn't fit our profile anymore.
What's
of a basketball player.
What's your profile?
Tall, white, and European.
That seems to be the case.
And, offensive.
If your name doesn't end in an itch or an ass, then we don't want you.
Well, what about the other deal with the Knicks, and how did that all come about?
Yeah. I didn't really mind getting rid of DSJ,
mm-hmm.
or as I called him, CSJ. Can't shoot a jumper. And plus, we got the guy we wanted. Gas.
Gas?
You guys like gas?
Mm-hmm.
Pushing gas. Yeah.
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 You got lots of cute nicknames, don't you?
He's so tall. He's so Euro. And he's so awesome. I really mean this, guys. He's so awesome. I think we're going to win a title in like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do it because there's a lot of other players out there that we're going to get.
Hmm.
I can't really talk about them, but Vucevic, I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
Dragic, I really like him. And I'm going to give you guys, I probably shouldn't do this because I'm a little ticked about my last visit up there.
Yeah, no, didn't end well.
I'm going to give you guys an exclusive. In fact, like 4 exclusives right here on the ticket.
Okay.
By the way, congratulations on 25 years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for knowing that.
There's a couple of Russian players that we got our eyes on that Donnie's been scouting for the last 5 years.
Uh-oh.
Nobody else knows about them but us.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you guys about them because I think we've got them locked up for next year. One of them is Ayav Jokic.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And there's another one, his cousin. Oh, yeah, take that, bitch.
I'm sorry.
never heard of those two players.
Is a great post player. Jokic is more of a stretch three. And they've had great coaching over there in Russia. Great coaching.
Okay.
In fact, they've been coached by a legend over there in Russia.
Who's that?
Coacher like Bill Fitch.
Coacher like Bill Fitch. Coacher
like Bill Fitch.
In fact, if Carlisle doesn't watch it, I'm going to replace him with coacher like Bill Fitch.
Boy, you are serious about bringing in the itches.
So stupid. And
he has two amazing assistant coaches.
Oh, he does. Oh. Do you have their names by any chance?
They come with him.
Okay.
Radinus Arbachus.
Play on Red Auerbach. He's the Russian Red Auerbach.
Yeah.
And Dikina Matas.
Dikinda Modic?
Dikina Modis.
Dikina
Modis.
I've got to go.
Why?
Go Mavs, MFL.
What?
I feel like he's in some violation there talking about acquiring all these players.
Right.
Well, so it is going to be, hashtag Mavs so Euro.
Uh-huh.
Or Asian or Eurasian or whatever. All right, that's Mark Cuban with us to talk about all the wheeling and dealing. It's 8:47 on the ticket.